The Still Small Voice, Saturday, January 5th, 2019, by Dina Kilgore. This blog may become like what Seinfeld became, a TV show, or a blog in my case, about nothing. I tend to ask God to lay on my heart what He wants me to write about, and in some instances, things will just happen and I'll get an idea and start writing. Other times, I just get nothing. Nothing. Right now, I have nothing. How am I supposed to write a blog, God, if I'm not getting anything from you to write about? Well, it's clear this is a struggle for me because my life is so busy that when I ask, do I actually quiet myself and listen? I like to say that I do, but do I really? I'll sit for 2 minutes quietly waiting, and then my mind starts wandering off somewhere, and then I forget that I was supposed to be waiting on God. 2 minutes, Dina? Really? Embarrassing. This is something that I really need to work on. Yes, I pray daily and often. I thank God for what He's done. I praise Him for who He is. I ask God for blessings and ask for situations in life to be more clear. Just as David cried out to God in Psalm 61:1, O God, listen to my cry, hear my prayer. I do the same thing, but then I go about my evening or day, busier than I've ever been, and don't stop to listen. Job 22:22. Listen to His instructions and store them in your heart. There's direction right there in Job. My relationship with God shouldn't be one-sided, as in me asking and then just going about my life and expecting Him giving. God is not a puppet who just does as we ask. That's so not how it works. God is a purposeful God who hears our prayers, answers them when His will lines up with the ask, and doesn't when it's not what is best for us. So I will begin practicing deeper reverence for waiting and being patient for God to speak to me. It's something that I've not done much in my life, but as I've been writing this blog, I think God has been doing just that, speaking to me, to show me that He's truly there when I search for Him. When I first began the first paragraph of this blog, clearly, I literally had zero idea what this blog was going to be about or even turn into. And as I got to paragraph 3 and continued typing words on my Chromebook, they just flowed into what this blog has become, listening to that still small voice of God. Yes, I want to hear and know what He's saying to me. Yes, I want to know what He wants me to do. Yes, I want to go where He wants me to go, and I want to meet who He wants me to meet. I feel in order to do that, I will need to be more still and more patient in His presence, surrendering my heart to listening and trusting that He's going to speak when He's ready. Psalm 46:10a. Be still and know that I am God. Speak, O God, for your child is listening.